Oh, wow. Learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. Once again, I would also like to remind you why you are here. We are here to represent our students, our constituents in matters of education. We are here to represent the views of others that we represent, not ourselves. So I encourage you, be as diligent as possible, have fun, and welcome to this session. Oh my goodness, this is so exciting. Oh, seeing faces. All right, I believe we have a couple people present on Zoom. So I'd also like to welcome you all those who are not present. We do welcome you when you do return. We'll be excited to be seeing you on the screens. Everybody will be able to see you if you are to speak. So don't worry, we got you. The greatest of all time, our very diligent governance coordinator, Courtney, sits on my left and will be coordinating as is necessary. All right, let's begin. I'm going to go through attendance. So starting with President Lay, lift your placard if you are here. I will make sure to take a look. Or if you choose to say present, that is also well appreciated. For those who are new and haven't seen very many faces, please do take this opportunity to look at your members of council. I think it is in order for us to do a slight, you know, introduction for everybody. Well, no, just kind of tell us where you're from. And then we'll get things going. Hey, excellent. President Lay. Vice President Montero. Present. Vice President Fote. Vice President Kimani. Here. Vice President Dixon. Here. Governor Conrad. If you're on the if you're here and you're on the Zoom, please do unmute yourself and say present or text in the chat. Either way would be good. Okay. Councilor Taha.
Here.
Councilor Taha, present. Yes. Councilor Corfe.
Here.
Present. Yeah. Councilor Yabut. Councilor Avila.
Present.
Councilor Viloso. Councilor Beasley. Here. Councilor Amar. Once again, if you're on the Zoom, I do ask you to unmute yourself and let us know you're here. No? Okay. Councillor Gardner.
Here.
Okay. Councillor Morris. Councillor Motoska. Hello. Councillor Thakur. Hi. Councillor Kara. Councillor Batiki. Thank you. Councillor Mohammed. Councillor DePrato. Councillor Gill. They on there. Okay. Councillor Chopra.
Present.
Right. Okay. Councillor Brownvine.
Present.
Yes, sir. Councillor Lala. Councillor Sivakumaran. Hello. Okay, things are moving swiftly. Councillor Barazesh. No, Councillor Dillon. Welcome, Councillor Yola. All right, is Mr. Dumichel up there as well? He's not. Okay, well, once again, welcome to today's session. We're just going to take into speaker's business for, you know, everybody to kind of say hello. Let us know what faculty you are representing. And yeah, let's get the show on the road. We'll start. Oh my goodness. Is that so? You're right. Councillor Vaughan. Oh my goodness. Welcome. My bad. Okay. So we'll begin on my right. Please do unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the gang.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andy. I'm the KSR counselor. This is my first in-person meeting, and it's nice to see all of you.
Yay. Woo. Hello, everyone. My name is Emily Matoska. I am an education counselor. It's also very good to be here with everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Simran Dillon, and I'm fourth year counselor for science, and I'm really excited to see the new people here. So, yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name's Adhavya. I am the science counselor, and yeah, hi.
Hi, everyone. My name is Avram Montero. I'm your Vice President Academic. It's great to see all of you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rowan. I'm the President, and I am having so much fun being in person already, even though we haven't really done anything yet.
Hi, I'm Talia, and I'm the Vice President of Student Life. And yeah, I'm also happy to be here. And it's been a long time coming, so very excited.
Hi, everybody. My name is Emily. I am the VP Operations and Finance, and happy to be seeing all of you in person.
Hello. Sorry. I blanked a bit there. My name is Christian. I'm the Vice President External, and I want to repeat what everyone's been saying, but I'm really excited. That's probably why I'm just lost for words, because I don't want to keep saying stuff and going on in a ramble, but no, hyped. I'm really hyped. So pass it off to that other side.
Thank you. I think we should probably have Mr. Vice President sitting closer to here to pay attention. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Regan, and I am also one of the counselors for the Faculty of Education.
Hello, my name is Julia Veloso, and I'm an arts counselor. Also, grab a pronoun pin if you haven't grabbed one already. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrew, and I'm one of your engineering counselors, and I'm just so excited that everyone is in this space. It's just so cool.
Hello, as Philip mentioned, my name is Vaughn, here at the Faculty of Arts, and I'm not upset to be here, let's just say that.
Oh,
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris. I'm a counselor for the Faculty of Arts. Also, after this, I'll be going to Dewey's for trivia if anybody wants to join, and that includes Philip, Courtney, and Thomas. You folks are invited as well.
Hi, guys. My name is Musa. I'm one of the engineering faculty counselors, and yeah, I'm happy to be here and see everybody in person, too. Yep.
Hello, I'm Noor, and I'm an engineering counselor.
Hello, my name's Sid, and I'm a second-year engineering counselor. I'm British, so that's...
And I'm the admin clerk for council, Thomas. You see me in your meetings, but I'm sitting over here with you guys because this is where the cool people sit. So yeah.
That's facts. That accepted. Very, very true. Well, once again, welcome everybody. I don't know if our members on online would also like to take a couple seconds to introduce themselves. So Courtney, please do call on anybody or at least the names in order. And yeah.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm not a counselor. I'm Samantha Gardner's proxy for today. She's a counselor for the business faculty.
We're still a little bit new to all this. We'll just kind of read through the list here, and I'll, you know, hopefully give you guys a good, you know, little bit about each person. I don't really know very much other than their faculty. So,
point of information. I have a speaker if you want to connect to Bluetooth from your computer so we could hear people. It's not that big, but it'll be better than not.
I think that's perfect. Thank you very much, Councillor Matoska. Also, if you guys could kind of raise your placards up so I know who's talking and where. Yeah. Councillor Avila, do you mind unmuting yourself and introducing just so we can have a sound test?
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca and I'm a counselor for the Faculty of Arts.
All good. Oh my goodness, welcome. Brilliant.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, it's maxed out. I guess it will have to be what we have to do.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vice President. Okay. So then, now that we figured it out, we're going to go to you, Teresa. Please do go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you. My name is Teresa, and I'm actually Counselor Samantha Gardner's proxy for today.
Thank you for letting us know. Thank you for letting me know, and welcome to this session. Councillor Avila, I guess you've already gone. Councillor Chopra.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and I'm the counselor for Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry.
Thank you so much, Councillor Chopra. Welcome once again. Councillor Brownvine.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nathan. I'm a third year pharmacy counselor, and I am so sorry for not being there in person this week.
No need to apologize, sir. We will be excited to see you next. Okay, Councillor Corfe.
Hi, I'm Georgia, and I'm an arts counselor.
Nice to meet you. Oh my goodness. Can't wait to have you sitting right next to us. Okay. The Gateway representative, I guess it would.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maria. I'm the Gateway's news editor this year. So I just get to cover all the cool things you folks are doing on council. So really happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Of course. Please do feel welcome as possible. Look forward to hearing from you. Councillor Taha.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rama Taha, and I'm counselor for Augustana faculty. And I wish I was with you guys right now, but hopefully I can join next semester.
We will be awaiting you eagerly. Thank you so much, Councillor Taha. Okay, I see the next person there is Vice President Dixon. And as much as it's lovely to hear your voice, we're good for now. So we're going to get right into the agenda. If I could ask the two councillors sitting right next to me to keep it okay. While session is in council, I do ask that at least for the beginning sessions, please could you, you know, have attention to our session. Yeah. Thank you. Oh my goodness. All right. We're going to go through the list as is. This is the end of speakers business. Once again, mine is just to welcome you all. It's so good to see all of you. And I'm really, really looking forward to engaging conversations and vigorous debate, because that's what we're about. Moving forward to the consent agenda. Once again, I am not aware of any changes, so we should be good to accept this consent agenda as is. We will then move forward quickly to presentations. Seeing that we have none, we're going to go straight to executive committee report. Vice President Dixon, would you like to speak on anything in addition to what is already submitted?
So hi, everybody. As I said, very happy to be here. Excited that we're having an in-person council meeting, but also for everybody who's online, please feel free to ask any questions that you might have. So I'll give kind of a quick update, try to add on to things that were already in my report. The first thing is with period equity. We have installed the two new dispensers in Van Vliet, so right over there, which is really exciting. And Emily and I worked really hard for that, so we're super happy about that happening. We also have submitted a proposal to the Office of the Architect for there to be two more dispensers put in other buildings on campus. So that's very fun, and hopefully it's going to be expanding bigger and bigger over the next couple of years. I mentioned in my report an update about providing more training to RAs surrounding sexual violence on campus, because we have more money left over from the MNIF that's been being collected. We had a meeting to talk about that today, and it looks like there will be a form of training to supplement RA's training, but also to give training to folks like Cora and maybe even members of COFA potentially in January. So that's pretty cool. And when it comes to Aboriginal Awareness Week, we are finalizing the schedule, inviting people to present and run our sessions, and working to finalize our marketing plans. So those are kind of three things that I thought I could update since I wrote my report. And that's all for me. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Vice President Dixon. Vice President Kimani.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here, everybody. If you read my council report, you'll know that I'm so excited for Christmas. I don't know if anybody else is. Michael Bublé, you know, Gotta love him. So I will just give a few updates on some of my platform points, starting off with Empower Me. So Empower Me is now fully integrated into the SU Health and Dental Plan, which is really exciting. It was first introduced last year, but we worked really hard to make sure that it was integrated fully into our plan with no extra cost to students. So that's a win. Moving on to Perk. So another goal of mine was to promote our current mental health and wellness services using Perks. So starting this month and moving forward, we're going to highlight one of our services each month using like interactive ways like surveys and quizzes, just because we found that makes a bigger impact than just kind of like flashing something up quickly on Perks. Talia touched on the updates on period equity. And then lastly, so excited about this. There's going to be a bulk food section in Submart in January. Whoop, whoop. We're currently figuring out like the logistics of that. So like what foods to get, what containers and such like that. We are going to be keeping this project as sustainable as possible. So sustainable packaging, sustainable like containers, like where you put the food and everything. So yeah, and I will update you as we move along. But yeah, happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you so much. Vice President Forte.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll try to pay attention better this time. I apologize, my report was not the most in-depth this week because I had the bad fortune of choosing a poli-sci class as my one course this semester and being very behind. So I used a lot of my week trying to catch up on my readings. So lesson learned there. But what happened to me this last 2 weeks? The big one was the mayoral forum that happened with the Edmonton Student Alliance at McEwen University. Thank you to Councillor DiPrato for being able to attend. I know that that was a little short notice. So also, Andrew, I know that you couldn't make it, but it's okay. Hence, no harm done. But it was really fun. Vice President Montero has an interesting story to tell about kind of the things that happened during that forum from different candidates. I wish I could say I could give you the Coles notes of things that were happening, but I was busy running around just doing event organization things. But feedback from the candidates was that they liked it. They loved it. They had a good experience. The students who were there also loved it. A little technical issues on the live stream, but we live and learn with these things. You know, it was just certain things that come are out of your control and can have to do with that. Bless you. Other than that, today was the advanced voting at the Cascade Room. So hopefully some of y'all got out and voted in the municipal election. If you didn't, please go check out edmonton.ca to find out the other voting stations that are near you. You know, you can still do that till October 13th or election day on October 18th. And my last important note was that today was a meeting between COPOA, which is the Council of Post-Secondary Presidents of Alberta, CAUSE, ASEC, ABG PAC, basically all the big advocacy bodies here in Alberta for post-secondary. We just kind of got together to talk about kind of the things we can work on and collaborate in terms of advocacy. There's never really been a form of dialogue between these organizations before, so we got a chance to talk about OER, streamlining and improving transfer programs, international students, and you know how we can improve pathways to permanent residence for them, as well as other things and opportunities that university can provide to international students, especially since with work visas and those kind of issues, they're not really allowed. So it really falls to universities to be able to provide employment and aid. So how we can help out on that line. And moving forward, as we wrap up the Get Out the Vote campaign, I'll be looking to building more networks and connections with folks in the, you know, Edmonton kind of business world while the newly elected representatives go on their onboarding. So trying to meet up with the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce, trying to work with Edmonton Global or Edmonton Metropolitan Regional Board to just build more connections and see where we can take municipal advocacy. Of course, provincial and federal are always important, but sometimes you just realize there's lots to be done in that area and see where we can go with that. But thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Vice President Montero. Oh, Vice President Forte.
Oh, someone wasn't paying attention that time.
It's okay. We commonly get confused with each other. So I'll share first, before I start my report, a couple of the notable quotes that were there at the mayoral forum, which were I thought quite interesting. One of which was that one of the candidates thought that every single ETS bus should have a peace officer assigned to it, and that the peace officers should all have scooters so that when there was a problem, you could radio the peace officers to come to the bus. And another one was that the automobile is the foundation of modern civilization. So those were two very, very interesting quotes that I heard over that forum. thankful that for some of those, we all had to wear masks because I was, to a certain extent, having some trouble holding it in, but it was good. So to my report, the first one is Open Education Week. So I believe it's the third week of October, so October 18th to 22nd, Open Education Week is going to be happening, or the Open Education Conference. And that's going to be held online. It's going to be virtual this year, and there's going to be recorded sessions as well. It's $25 a person for students, and financial assistance is also going to be offered. And it's a really great way. You have to apply for the financial assistance through the website. And it's a really great way to learn about open educational resources and just open education in general. It's going to be a really hot topic as we go throughout this year because of the fact that we started the ZTC program. So if any of you are interested and have an interest and want to go, just let me know and I'm happy to help you get that organized. The second is that GFC is back in session for the fall semester. So we had our first meeting of GFC for this new year on September 20th. A couple of notable things was the FGSR, or the Faculty of Graduate Studies Supervisory Initiative, got passed at GFC. So that was really great to see after all the work that was put into from graduate students. And I think it's also really great for us as undergrads because there are some of us here who might one day become graduate students. So it's really important that we take initiative and support this, even though it might not directly affect us now. And also, as all of you know, there was a clean air working group strategy that was going to be put towards GFC, and we were able to successfully kill that at GFC Exec. So after we made a very big case as to why the university shouldn't be putting it on there, the proponent of the motion decided that there was no point in putting it on GFC's agenda because it was going to get ripped apart. So that was a really big win for us. I've been meeting monthly with faculty associations. Most notably, President Lay and I have been talking with the faculty associations affected by exceptional tuition increases, talking about their proposals and how we can, you know, make the necessary changes and make sure that consultation is adequate. And I've been working with student group committee as chair to, one, we made our decision recently on the Undergraduate Psychology Association, and two, just working on developing the recommendations or the protocol for how we're going to make a recommendation to student council on the relationship with the ISA. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Montero, and President Lee. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. So to give a few updates on some of the SU's major priorities and our platform points right now. First, for VP Montero and myself, the opt-in pass-fail grading proposal is making pretty good progress. The proposal is going for discussion at Program Coordinating Committee, is that what it's called? Undergraduate Programs Committee shortly, which all the Associate Dean programs sit on and VP Montero sits on. So that'll be a chance to get into some of the details of implementation for that proposal. It is soon going to Dean's Council. They're doing some internal consultation right now and it will be discussed at a date which I should be getting pretty soon. And it'll be fun to go to Dean's Council and discuss that. And it has been reviewed by all the college deans. And we've got a very positive reception so far, honestly, from everyone, which in a way presents a weird problem because we thought that this was going to be a lot harder than it actually has been so far. So now we can do a few other maybe interesting consultation things because we thought that we'd have to do a lot more work with administration and deans than we have actually ended up having to do. So this is looking very positive because the reception has been very good. So I so far have not seen any big problems or roadblocks to implementing this in the winter semester for actual implementation of the policy the following fall. On the childcare strategy, we did not convene that working group before the federal election because the federal election created a lot of uncertainty about what childcare funding would actually look like in Canada. Now that we know the outcome of the federal election, we have enough certainty to put together that working group and develop a strategy in the next few months. So you'll be hearing more about that soon. As you can all see, the Meyer Horowitz renovation is well underway. Thanks to all of your support for our motion at our emergency meeting, we have been able to do the necessary financial and construction work. And there's going to be a lot of hoarding up for a while. It will be a little irritating, but I promise that the outcome in about a year is going to be worth it. Next, the exceptional tuition increase proposals are in their final form. Some of you I know have seen them already, but they are on the GFC Standing Committee's website under Academic Planning Committee. If anyone wants a link, just let me know and I'll send it to you. So the Board of Governors will be voting on those on the 15th. Before that, it will be going to Academic Planning Committee tomorrow and Board Finance and Property Committee the following day. So we're going to be having some pretty in-depth discussions about those because there are some serious problems in those proposals. They've misrepresented the position of many SRAs, including the BSA, ASC, and others. And also the university has put in public materials that they plan on using exceptional tuition increase revenue to subsidize enrollment growth rather than quality improvement, which is not reflected in the initial proposals and is against the spirit of the regulation. So we feel that we are in a very strong position going into these meetings and following those meetings to continue to oppose those proposals in collaboration with the faculty associations who BP Montero and I have been in constant communication with. Last thing I'll just let you know is the exec team is going to be away at the Students Union Development Summit, which is held in Vancouver the week after next. So we will have to attend council that week virtually. Unfortunately, we won't be able to be here with you, but we'll still be here, you know, in spirit and on the screen. So look forward to sort of seeing you all then.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much, exec. Can't lie, I am a little bit jealous. Y'all are going to be escaping Alberta just before the snow. So looking forward to your return. Okay, we're going to slide on forward to section 5 of our agenda, and that is the board and committee reports. So first up is ARC. Is there a ARC representative present?
Not much has been done with ARC except our chair resigned, so we are kind of in a limbo state trying to get a new chair. That's all, thanks.
Good luck with your hunt. Audit.
Audit? Okay. So audit, we met and we passed more audits, which has been audit. Awesome. There's really nothing else to say about audit except it's going really well and we'll be done soon. And yeah, I guess that's the update. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson Dylan. Bylaw. Is any representative from Bylaw?
Oh, yes, I will. One second. Samara had sent me a... So basically, all Samara wanted me to let all of you know is that Bylaw is doing what Bylaw does, reviewing bylaws. And this week specifically, we approved the second principles of Bylaw 200 that are here for review and approval. And she also says, please vote in favor. VP Montero has worked really hard on it. I have worked hard on it. So I look forward to presenting it to all of you later today. And feel free to voice any questions, comments, and concerns. And I believe Councillor Berzach is going to be here later. So she's probably going to be present for when we actually speak on this motion. Or on this motion.
Thank you very much, Vice President Montero. Yes, I was made aware of that by Councillor Berzach. Thank you. Is there, I don't think we did, exec.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Exec Committee has met 4 times since our last meeting of council. We've talked about a whole bunch of things, including operational issues for getting the Meyer Horowitz renovation underway, some professional development that a couple of the execs need, and a variety of other things. So it's just been a lot of housekeeping, to be honest.
Thank you so much, President Lee. I'm reminded by my boss that I didn't call on that committee. So CAC.
I'm so sorry. Thank you, Philip. hello, everybody. Hope y'all are doing well. Basically, what CAC did today was we did standing committee review. So chairs, please be on the lookout for emails from CAC, hopefully soon. We talked about the ARC recommendations, specifically the Kairos blanket exercise and how Councillor Beasley and DP Dixon will be working on the land acknowledgement. Super excited for that. I'm super especially excited for the counselor mentorship program. Basically, if you don't know, the counselor mentorship program is when a counselor is paired with a student mentee. Basically, our role is just to help them on their journey in terms of student governance and just help them learn more about counsel. And it's my passion project, so I will be sending the form out to everybody on WhatsApp. And it's basically the program is what you make it out to be. Your time commitment's up to you, and you have complete free rein on your mentorship program yourself. And we will be taking submissions until the 19th, and we'll also be providing a training event with in partnership with the LEAD Center on October 26th to assist you. So I'd really appreciate if y'all sign up. Thank you.
Thank you, CAC. That was quite informative from my boss. So you guys make sure you respond to those emails. Finance Committee.
Finance Committee met last week. We are still completing our DFU mandate review, but we only have 3 left. So it's going well, and we should be completed by our next council meeting.
Thank you so much, Finance Committee and Vice President Kimani. NomCom as well, to nominating committee.
Oh. NomCom is here. Yes. Yeah, so currently NomCom, we just finalized what we're going to be working. Well, I mentioned last meeting that we finalized what we're going to be working on for the semester. Primarily what we're going to be doing is any vacancies that arise, we're going to be filling those for the different standing committees of the Students Union, but also we're going to be reviewing our best practices. So we've already started on reviewing all our different volunteer applications, making sure all the necessary information is included in those so that different members have all the information they need to want to sign up to be on one of those committees. And we're also going to be looking into asking some past student at large members about their past experiences on these committees, what the work time commitment has been like, so that we can accurately reflect that stuff in the volunteer job description, so that we don't have members who are joining and then feeling overwhelmed and then also leaving afterwards.
Thank you so much, Vice President Montero. I am reminded that there is a fee governance committee as well.
Yeah, I'm offended that you missed that. But anyways, we've been hard at work discussing what changes need to be made in terms of our fee governance structure. So we've discussed MOUs, changes to be made with like audit and finance as well. Discussions are still going on, and then we'll be putting everything together in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, fee governance committee. Okay, SGC.
I'm back. So SGC also met, I believe it was last Friday, where we made our decision on the Undergraduate Psychology Association based on the SRA specialist recommendation. And we are currently in the process and have assigned who was the SRA specialist, Selena Coote, who has now been promoted to SGS program lead, but will still be taking over the investigation or inquiry into the improving the relationship between the ISA and Student Council. She's been drafting a proposal for what that inquiry is going to look like, and it was reviewed by a student group committee, and she'll be continuing doing that this month.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Vice President. Okay, Sustainability Committee, SUSTI.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So right now, what we're doing is continuing to work on our social sustainability recommendations. So we're actually at the recommendation research and writing phase now. So that's just a lot of individual members doing their own work. If you are on this committee, I would remind you to please work on your recommendations. And we will hopefully be done them in about a month or so. We will see. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chairperson Batiki. Okay, SCRC. Did I get that right?
It's SCFC, but close. So we met last week. We finalized our adjudications process for this year. We also went over our marketing strategy to ensure that we're getting as many applications as we can this year. So applications are open. Spread the word. Apply if you're interested. Tell your friends.
Thank you. All right. Translation Committee.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Speaker. Translation Committee was unable to meet at our last scheduled time because the chair had a sudden schedule conflict. We are meeting tomorrow afternoon, and we do also have exciting progress regarding our translation grant. The federal election being over has sped up all kinds of things in the federal government, and we did send in the final paperwork for our translation grant of our bylaws and policies today. That's not like the 100% final confirmation, but we are very confident at this stage and should have the money quite shortly. So that translation work with the professional translator will be beginning any day now and should be wrapped up. Hard to give an exact timeline, but soon.
All right, thank you so much. And finally, Governor Conrad, give you some time to settle in.
Thanks so much. I took part in that the Indigenous Law Students Association walk and run in Kinson Park along with the executives. I appreciate the hard reminders from several speakers regarding experiences of Indigenous communities across Canada and more personal reflections on young adults growing up suffering through intergenerational trauma. I thought about my role in reconciliation now in my capacity on the board and at Students' Council, and then later as well as I look to do government work involving reconciliation and environmental policy. In terms of Moscow House updates, as per Councillor Vaughan's, whoops, that's not your last name. As per your inquiry, it remains in the institutional plans. Factors that drove its conception are more prevalent than ever, which, I mean, those are just words, but it's a still, I think, a good notion. The admin's excited to see more Indigenous students and wants to bring together celebrations and services. And GOC funding that was believed to be available earlier has been listed as unavailable. So there's a complication, but they are still looking at other options there. Today, I sat down with the NASA rep, that's the Non-Academic Staff Association rep, and we discussed breakdowns in communication and trust between the board, GFC, kind of a little bit of a post-mortem of the academic restructure, and just wondering about where the board is going now, discussing things there. Really, major theme there was trust between senior administration and internal stakeholders, and what does it look like to improve that? I did talk about the Reputation Public Affairs Committee last meeting, but I did not talk about the Board Governance Committee. We met this last Wednesday, talked about General Faculties Council Executive Committee meeting with the Board Governance Committee meeting. We talked about committee composition. I think notably one thing is we approved EDI-centered edits to our non-governor committee member selection appointment procedures, which is good because that's part of an advocacy piece I've been pushing for this term and last. So there's some things. Thank you.
Point of order. Policy committee needs to give their report.
Did I?
It was
Are
skipped.
You serious? Oh my goodness. Okay. That is my fault. I do apologize. Please do accept my apology. Policy committee.
Hello, everyone. This will be quick. As you can see, we have the climate justice policy to be approved today. Big hand to VP Dixon for putting in all the effort to create this first principles for this policy. She's worked very hard. I hope you all got a chance to read it. We're very excited to bring this to council today. To start, I should have said we met on Friday. And we'll meet next Friday actually we won't because we don't have our new counselors yet. So we've decided we're going to discuss what the remaining policies, how that those are going to be divvied up once we have our new policy committee member, once we vote them in next council meeting. But that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, policy committee. Looking forward to hear from you soon. Okay, then in that case, we're going to move quickly forward to open forum. This once again is a chance for anybody, any of our guests, to ask questions to council and get some clarification on information that they've heard and or have read. So if any of our guests have a question, the floor is yours. Just enter your name in the chat, I guess. Do we have any guests present today? Nope. At least on the floor. No? Okay. If not, that's okay. No hustle, no worries. In that case, then we'll move to section 7, which is a general question period. Now, this is once again for members of council to pose questions to other members of council. And as is, it's been for members within this session, within chambers, please do put up your placard, and Courtney and I will work hard to make sure that your name is on the speaker's list in the order we see them. And if you're in attending via Zoom, enter your name in the chat, and we'll enter you, put you through as well. Governor Conrad, you start us off.
Thank you. This is for the Chair of CAC. So the mentorship program, very exciting. I think it's awesome. Just wondering about time commitments there. And is that something that you could give us now, or is that something we should wait for in maybe some more guidelines coming out when you and the lead center communicate more fully with us?
Yeah, thank you so much for your questions. The first time I got answered, or I got asked one. So basically what we're trying to do with the counselor mentorship program this year is to sort of make it based solely on both the mentee and the mentor. So like on, if you go look at the form that I will be sending out later today, it even asks you what kind of time commitment you're looking for. So whether that's, I'm pretty sure I have like 5 options on there. It's like a one-time thing. Like you go coffee with like a student, you can do like a monthly kind of thing, a weekly kind of thing, either till the end of the fall semester or for the whole year. So it honestly just depends on you.
I believe there's no follow-up, Governor Conrad. All right, Councillor Viloso.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my question is for Bibi Kimani. I know we talked about the website like or a couple months ago, and I just wanted to ask if you had any updates on it and like sort of what is the projected date we plan to have the SU website finished. Thank you.
Yeah, so the target deadline is still the end of the semester. We don't have a specific date yet just because a lot of things came up and the marketing department had to shift a lot of their focus. So for example, like everything with UPass and the vaccine lottery and stuff like that. But we are still hoping to finish all the updates by the end of the semester.
Hot button question relating to the website. In past years, people's faces have been on there with their names. Are we going to be seeing that soon or not?
I can get back to you on that.
Okay, no hustle. Do everything else that's more important. Okay, Councillor Vaughan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is for VP Dixon. I'm just curious to see if you have the numbers on how much got donated to the IRSSS from the 30th.
I don't know. I feel like this might be more of an Emily question, but she can ask Craig, who manages our business, about it and let you know, unless you know the number.
I don't have the exact number, but I do know that the number is in like, it's close to $1,000. I don't know like exactly like to a more precise digit, but like that's a pretty good rough guess.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just saw that in your council report, so I thought I'd ask. Thanks.
Thank you for the question, Councillor Vaughan, and the response. Before I allow Councillor Viloso the floor once again, does anybody else have a question? Our homies on Zoom, we are. This is also a chance for y'all to ask a question. No pressure. No pressure at all. Yeah, okay, Councillor Viloso.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this question is for either VP Kimani or VP Dixon. I know that both of you mentioned about your period equity, and like I'm super excited to have the 2 dispensers that are going up on Van Vliet. I did want to ask, I guess, on further updates on bringing period poverty to both CSJ and Augustana, and how sort of like any plans that you have bringing it to those 2 campuses, and as well as like budget-wise.
Yeah, if the university accepts, well, so basically we have to prove to the university that we can run this program on North Campus, but we have talked to them about expanding. Yeah, basically it's just a matter of running a pilot program, making sure that we can do it and figuring out cost, because as I think we've mentioned in our previous reports, usage has been a lot higher than was predicted. And, you know, having trouble keeping the stock refilled just because of like staffing and things like that. So we're working those things out and like with the plan of hopefully expanding onto those campuses as soon as humanly possible. But we got to do some steps first before we're allowed to do that.
All right. Thank you very much for the question.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, can I add to that too?
Yes.
So from the very beginning, we've both been in constant communications with our counterparts over at UFSJ as well. And so as VP Dixon said, we just need to figure out the logistics of everything before we fully commit.
Okay. Do we have any more before we call this called us to question. No. Hi, man. Cool. I don't know if you guys are, okay? No questions today? Three, four questions? Oh my goodness. This is crazy. Okay. In that in that case, we'll move forward to section 8, subsection A, which is Councillor Vice President Dixon moving to approve the first principles of the climate justice policy. Can I get a seconder for that? All right, we will have Councillor Vatiki with man. Thank you for that. My goodness, the first seconder within chambers. So congratulations. Vice President Dixon.
Okay, talking with your mask on is really awkward. So I'm going to do this. I hope everybody had a chance to review it. If not, this policy has been underway for 3-ish years. Sorry, this is so freaking loud. And basically, we're going to hopefully approve it today. I did email out some friendly amendments to myself, basically because Rowan pointed out some things and I was like, ah, yes, need to fix that. So I'd like to approve this with those friendly amendments. There's just two. They're relatively minor. The intention of the policy is not changed. It's a citation for one of the points. And then one of our staff rewrote one of the points. I don't know if I emailed out the right one though. This might be a problem. I'm just looking at the one that's attached. Okay, give me a sec. Because we changed this point. Yeah, right. Okay.
Would you like to make another friendly?
Give me a sec.
Okay.
Yeah, I emailed the wrong one.
No problem. Okay. We'll move to the next piece on the agenda, just so we can keep going, to allow Vice President Dixon to keep going with that. So instead, we're going to have the motion brought forward by Councillor Barazesh, seconded by Vice President Montero, to ratify or approve second principles of what policy? Anybody? Huh?
Yes, I don't think Councillor Barazesh is here, so I'm happy to introduce this. All right, so as you see in front of you, we have bylaw 200. You'll see the first major change to this bylaw is the fact that the name has changed of the bylaw. It used to be Aboriginal Consultation and Engagement, and it is now FNMI Consultation and Engagement. You'll see this language reflected through the entire bylaw wherever necessary, with the exception of anything that's referring to any kind of legal documents. Those are kept as Aboriginal, just to be aligned with those documents. But I'm just gonna quickly go through for all of you some of the changes that have been made. So if you wanted to follow along, the first one is the addition of a definition of compensation. So in the prior bylaw, there was no definition to explain what compensation was. We've included that. The next one is a statement that the Students' Union adopts the principles of reconciliation set out by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, but also recognizing that the advocacy that the Students' Union does should not negate the advocacy of FNMI groups, and making sure that we're taking that into consideration. The next is that as Canadians, we are treaty partners, not treaty peoples. This is the change that was reflected through consultation with ASC. Acknowledgement that the Students' Union acknowledges and appreciates consulted peoples and groups, and that this holds cultural significance. And we also outline what the compensation can look like. And you'll notice in the principles of the bylaw, it outlines a couple of common forms of compensation, typically for dealing with students, but also working with elders. And of course, it's not limited to just those two, but can go beyond that. And then we changed a bit of the language around kind of explaining what the roles are. So in the previous policy, it was very unclear when we were talking about external partners and external community partners and what all of these mean. So we clarified that language to say that the Students' Union consults with its committees to assess if additional consultation is necessary. And then we coordinate consultation and engagement activities with external community partners. So those are any partners that are not a part of the Students' Union or within its delegated authority. Those are the extent of the changes. Of course, any kind of minor grammatical edits and whatnot. And I also want to give a big shout out to first ASC, Vaughn and Beth, who put a lot of work into helping me work on this this bylaw. Sorry, I keep saying policy because it's just a habit. But also to VP Dixon, who did a lot of work on this bylaw last year. It was assigned to her. It never got a chance to make it to student council for approval, but she's put a lot of work into this as well. So I want to thank all of those people. And I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Brilliant. Yes, this is the space for questions and discussion. Okay, so once again, if you have any questions or would like to raise any points, please do as Councillor Batiki has done, raise your placard so we can put you on the speaker list. And for our members attending online, you know what the drill is. Right, Councillor Batiki. That is very true.
That is also correct. So how would you like to do that? Do you want us to, is it possible to put forward the motion again?
Well, what we could do is we make a motion to postpone until the next session. Hopefully they will be here.
Mr. Speaker, we can still vote on it as it is. We can just swap out Councillor Berezer. So we can have VP Montero making the motion, and then we can have someone else here being the seconder.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, I will move to approve second principles of bylaw 200, FNMI consultation and engagement.
All right. Do we have a seconder? All right. Seconded by Councillor Viloso. Okay. So this is once again the floor for discussion. The space for discussion. English. To kill the awkward silence that is currently existing. I will send you then.
Oh, yes. I have a point of information.
Yes.
So because, I don't know if you, I don't remember us talking about this, but because half of us are here and half of us are online, are we going to be voting via form or are we going to be doing half and half?
Right. Okay, that's good. Thank you for bringing that up. I was just about to speak on that.
Okay, perfect.
So I will send everybody forms. I can see that most of us already have our devices open. Just so that we can facilitate all of this in an easier manner for everybody. Once most of us are in, are present, then we'll go back to hands. Is that good? Okay, so watch out for your emails. There is about to be a form in your inbox. Do Vice President, the exec, do you guys get council emails? Yes, okay, excellent. Excellent. Yes, Governor Conrad.
A point of information, would it be easier just to post a link in the group chat?
That would be good, but I don't think I'm within this said group chat.
You're not in the council group chat.
I apparently everybody says I'm like keeps asking me that, but no.
Point I'm of not. Information: do you want to be?
Probably legit.
Do I have a choice?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess if it makes it easier for communication to be passed through, then yes, it would be a good idea. That being said, though, I have sent you guys the link. Regardless, President Lee. Good.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I was just going to say there are some members of council who I think don't use WhatsApp. So We do, I think, have to have it by email.
Okay. No, don't worry. Got you. Okay. Have you guys been able to, have you received it? Please let me know. This is always the most intense part of this. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys. It's the most intense part of this entire session. Facts. That's facts.
You can't tell because they overlap, don't they?
Yeah, you have water in your hands too when you clap and skip them.
Okay, let's see. All right, the motion has passed unanimously. Congratulations. Okay, thank you. I don't want to sound the gavel again. Okay, thank you guys so much for the work that you put into that bylaw. It is very much appreciated once again. If that has not been said, I would like to recognize that officially. So congratulations. All right. Then Vice President Dixon, do you feel like we are ready to begin, or would you like to push?
Okay, let's try this again. Sorry, that was embarrassing and a total boomer moment, because what happened was I kept it as suggestions so you guys could see both at once. And apparently when you download it as a PDF, it doesn't show the suggestions. So it just looked like it was before, but that's okay. So you should have the proper copy in your inbox now with friendly amendments, if I'm able to do that. So there have been changes to, other than what's on the order paper, there have been changes to point 5, essentially fixed broken links and then kind of added more nuance to that. And then there is a change to point 13, which is literally just adding in a citation. So that's that. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I just wanted to say big thank you to everybody who worked on this. I can't really name everybody because it's like 3 years ago people started working on this, but a lot of this was work of previous counselors, and so I'm really thankful to them for it. And also, you know, Abner worked on this policy last year. I think Andrew worked on this policy. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody who did it. Definitely wasn't just me. So yeah, that's all. Happy to answer any questions.
Just before we move ahead with that, will you make, are there any changes to this document specifically?
Yes. I'm asking how, I just want to make a friendly amendment to point 5 and to point 13. So that was like what I said. Out.
Yeah. All right. I think, do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Batty. Councillor Beasley. Thank you. You are our seconder. If you guys once again have the policy in front of you and have been able to take a good read, this would be a good time to ask any questions for those pertaining to this policy or motion. Go ahead, Councilor Batiki.
Thank you. This is just a question about like the format of the preamble. I'm not on policy this year, so I don't know what exactly the format and stuff is, but I just noticed there's like a little bit of repetition in the preamble and some of the facts, like for example, the 10,000 protesters. Is that just like something that like the policy is doing, or I'm having trouble talking right now, but is it just like the format, or was that like intentional, the repetition? Or I don't know if that makes any sense at all, because I'm just
wrong. Not intentional, but it was written like that, I think, like even 3 years ago, and nobody else has pointed out. So if we'd like to change it, we can. But it's just a writing choice, I think. That's all.
Governor Conrad.
Yes, I remember actually writing some of that. I support this fully. I'm very excited this is happening. I think it's really important to have these facts laid out in this very concise way. This is a great reference document, and I'm very excited to see this pass.
Thank you, Governor Conrad. That reminds me, you are the floor is open to make comments relevant to the motion as well. And if you're also confused about anything that's going on, please do ask. It's perfectly fine. Points of information exist for that reason. Yes.
It's so fun getting to press my silly little button. This is, I would argue, one of our more important policies. I'm just wondering if there's any plan to kind of like give like a cold notes push about what it is to the student body, just so more people are aware of it, because it's wonderful to go and read, but if I don't know to go and read it, then it's not going to help me.
we still got to do second principles where it's going to get interesting. They are written, but they have not been finalized. So once that's done, we can definitely do that. But the great thing about this is that we can actually do Climate Justice Act, like the work without there being issues, if that makes sense. So yeah, we can tell people about it.
All right. Thank you so much. Any more questions, comments, points, clarifications? The three C's? No? Just checking to see if the chat, any of y'all online have anything to add? I just said y'all. That's so weird. Any of you? Okay, that's better. English is a difficult language. Okay, seeing that we haven't that as well, I will work on this little on the vote again. Just give me a couple seconds. This takes a couple seconds to do. Yeah. If anybody would like to give us a little like history on this policy, would also be really nice for the newer members of council, you know, to have some context.
Well, Dave can fill in if you would like to at different points. But 3 years ago, we were like, we should do more with climate justice. And then we realized you can't without a policy with something this controversial. And so then Juan and Dave and others, who might forget.
Yeah, those were good meetings. We met on sixth floor. The red chairs were there late evenings. It was good. They ate food there.
I think Katie was involved with writing it. Anyway, yeah, they wrote it. And then last year we were like, oh shit, we got to finish this. And then we met and then we put in some edits. And then this year we put on final touches. And that is the history as told by Dave and Talia.
Yeah, maybe Andrew could... Yeah.
Yeah, if I can jump in, I think Councillor Brandwine also worked on it, so we should give him some credit too.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble remembering everyone, but there was definitely like a Saturday last year where like Katie, Talia, me, Nathan, I think, and probably more people just like sat down and worked on this for many, many hours. So probably half of council has worked on this policy. He said jokingly, but yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys, for such historical context. Please do check your emails now. It should be in your inbox. Once again, let me know if it works. If it doesn't, tech is tough. Yeah, it's good. Okay. So voting session has begun. And please, once again, I know some of y'all aren't voting. I can see how many people are voting. So please vote. Jeez. There is the abstain present if you are absolutely clueless on what's going on. That's okay. Sometimes you just get too busy to read stuff. I don't encourage it, but if it is necessary, sure. This is where I think we need the Jeopardy music to just kind of be playing as people are voting, you know? We'll work on it. We'll work on it. It is really weird with thinking music.
Yeah, there's four boxes.
all right. Okay. Thank you guys for voting. Still somebody didn't vote. Once again, I can see who isn't voting. So I'm going to have to be having a word with some of y'all that haven't been voting in the last couple motions. So if you're not voting, I mean, that's the whole point of you being here. Well, one of the points of you being here. So please vote. It honestly, like, If you want to abstain every time, fine. Please just vote. Please. I beg. I'm begging. Okay. Excellent. All right. So the motion has passed unanimously. That is the approval for the first principles. Brilliant. So we look forward to to see the second principles as soon as possible. And once this will be done, I hope everybody will be joining me in congratulating everybody that's worked on this policy. Hopefully I could get, the names of the people who have in the past and just, send them a note to let them know. Alrighty. That's the end of section 8A and B. Moving forward to general orders. There are no general orders. So, I think that with that, I'm going to do our attendance sheet. And then we're going to adjourn the first meeting in chambers. Oh my goodness. So exciting. Love this. Okay. So, you good? All good? Okay. Just for a couple more minutes, we'll be done. And then y'all can party out somewhere that's not in here. President Lee.
Present.
Vice President Montero.
Present.
Vice President Fote.
Present.
Vice President Kimani. Vice President Dixon.
Present.
Governor Conrad.
Hello.
Councillor Taha.
Present.
Hello. Councillor Vaughan.
Present.
Yes, he didn't miss it this time. Councillor Kerfe.
Here.
Hello. Councillor Yabut. Okay, Councillor Avila.
Present.
Hello. Councillor Beasley. Present. Councillor Viloso. Councillor Gardner's proxy.
Here.
Hello. Councillor Morris.
Present.
Councillor Motoska.
Gift. Do you get it? Because present is a synonym for gift.
I'm a little confused there. Thank you. Councillor Thakur. Councillor Thakur. Present. Councillor Kalra. Present. Councillor Batiki. Present. Councillor Zafar. Present. Councillor DePrato. Councillor Gill. Nope. Okay. Councillor Chopra.
Present.
Councillor Brownvine.
Present.
Councillor Lala. Okay. Councillor Sivakumaran. Hello. Councillor Barazesh. Councillor Dillon. All right. Councillor Yola. Okie dokie, Mr. Dumichel. Any chance? No? Okay. With that, at 7:25, this meeting is adjourned.
So much fun. Hey, besties, please return your pronoun pins at the front along with your placard, I think. Thanks.